Yeah, what brought me to Annapolis this morning is to ask for help with the homelessness that's happening in Baltimore. And to me, if a person can be housed, if a person has the opportunity or the means to be housed, I think that's the first step in getting them from being homeless. You know, so we feel like housing is the first step.
What sort of things would you like the legislature to do?
I would like the legislature to try to get more money to help the homelessness. Most of these people don't have a job or are unable to work or might have a mental illness that stops them from working. I like for the city and state to offer more opportunities or more help, you know, like Section 8 vouchers for these people to get into housing. You know, we have a lot of empty buildings in Baltimore City that's just there, deteriorating, and I just feel like they could do more with those places.
Do you find that some of the people you help are also former offenders, released offenders, and can't get jobs because of their background?
Yes. We have a reentry program that we try to help these guys get into housing through that, but We this year we only had 200 vouchers to do that, you know. So people that's just coming out of jail need that help, you know. And I just feel like it's not enough done for them.
You've been working with Healthcare for the Homeless this winter, and it's been a brutal winter. What has it been like dealing with your clientele?
It's just sad to see those people across the street from our building in the parking lot. Sleeping there at night when it's that cold. When I go home at night and I'm in my house and it's nice and warm, I always think about the ones that's out there that don't have a house to go to. You know, this year was the first year that a lot of them got tents to sleep in, and that was very helpful to them, the people that donated the tents. But before, most of them just slept out in the element, you know, and the shelter can only take a certain amount of people.
And when it's 15, you know, 15 below out, it's...
Yeah, it's just crazy, you know, and you just can't help but feel for those people that has to sleep in that element, you know.
All right. Clementine Alford of Healthcare for the Homeless. Thanks for your time today.